5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And we're starting it a little bit late. Sorry about that, but I got carried away. Funky Buddha, the spot to watch Florida Panthers games. They've got the next official Panthers watch party this Thursday night. They have another one December 3rd, but this Thursday night, Panthers fans, you assemble at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And by the way, the Triple Lindy, I mentioned this yesterday, the Triple Lindy, which is one of the tap room's favorite, most requested beers, is now available in cans to take home. It's a Belgian-style triple, and it's inspired by the film
Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School.
Well done, the Triple Lindy at Funky Buddha Brewery. And before we get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, I'll remind you, Cheetah Pompano is a great spot to watch any big game or any big fight card. They've got HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida to entertain. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6 and a full dinner menu in the evening as well. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And if you want all the details, all the Thanksgiving and holiday schedules, just check out their website, which is CheetahSOFL.com. Let us get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with Alejandro Solana, the town's biggest Tua and Mike McDaniel hater.
Mm-hmm. Keep spreading false narratives. That's fine. If that's what helps you guys feel okay about how wrong you were about this team, that's fine. I'm sorry. I refuse. 24 years of not winning a playoff game. They beat the Raiders and they beat the Rams, and I'm going to start praising this team for an epic turnaround. I refuse to drink the Kool-Aid.
Weird thing is, so you can watch wins and say it doesn't affect me, but you can't watch losses when Tua's not there and acknowledge that they would have been a completely different team, that this season would not be where it's at if Tua wasn't injured?
That's not true at all. I thought we all came away unanimously saying Tua's the most important player on this team. I would agree with that 100%. I was as shocked as anybody at how bad this team looked when Tua wasn't out there. I mean, I thought it was, you know, a huge indictment on Mike McDaniel. I really did, that he refused to go and change his schemes to better fit quarterbacks who were way more limited than Tua. So that's not what I'm saying. And I think it's great that Mike McDaniel's found ways to win. At least they're quote-unquote in the hunt. I'm not taking it away from them. But to act like the Dolphins can't play the style they played last year to beat the Raiders and to beat the Rams, I think is silly, because those are the teams it worked against last year. It didn't work against the Bills. Like the Raiders.
You have to adjust to what's going on during your season.
That's fine. That's fine. But the Raiders this year, Crowder, aren't any different than the Raiders last year in the sense of what they're trying to do to keep Tyreek Hill from catching 80-yard bombs. You know what
I
mean?
Yes, they are, because people figure it out. You watch it and you see, oh, what limited them? What limited Tyreek? Tyreek's not having a great season. What did they do? What did the the Cardinals do against Tyreek? What did the Cardinals do against Waddle? They see it. It's a copycat league and say, okay, and Mike McDaniel has to change it. The adjustment and evolution of Mike McDaniel is what I'm talking about, where it can't be the same thing. And for him to notice that and recognize that and evolve from that is impressive to me. You just dislike him. I don't know what it is, but Andy Reid goes out there with Patrick Mahomes and can't do the same crap. Travis Kelce's not having a great year because people are doing things to him and they have to go to other people with Worthy, and they had to go get the DeAndre Hopkins to get this offense moving. If Andy Reid does it, you're impressed. If Mike McDaniel does it, look at there. Well, they're not talented enough to play.
But I would also say, though, that maybe they could have beaten the Raiders throwing a bombs away offense. Maybe. But would that help them at the end of the season or in the playoffs when they need to beat Buffalo? Like, does that get them – like, I kind of acknowledge Mike McDaniel saying, hey, let me try running this way, because if it does come down to week 17 and I need to grind out a game, we'll have done that. Maybe I'm wrong. I do think they could have beaten the Raiders with a bombs away offense, because I think the Raiders are brutally bad. And I do think the Dolphins have the same weapons that they had last season. But I think he's making a conscious progression in preparing for a different outcome at the end of the season, I hope.
That's fair, and I hope you're right.
He's not going to win a shootout with Josh Allen.
Yeah, I hope you're right. And you know what? That's fair. That's 100% fair. I was just taking more issue with the fact that teams last year couldn't stop Tyreek Hill. They just didn't know how to do it. But this year, they found a way to do it. I think last year they were doing the same thing, playing two safeties up top and forcing everything underneath. But for whatever reason, the Dolphins, whether it was better offensive line play, whether it was more of the threat of the run, which is more consistent throughout the entire season last year, they were finding ways to get Tyreek Hill the ball for huge chunk plays. And this year it hasn't happened, but I don't think defenses are necessarily doing anything different. Like, hey, don't let Tyreek Hill beat you over the top. Yeah, I mean, you say that about every great receiver, but great receivers still find a way to make impacts every single play or every single game. And it seems to me like they're using Tyreek Hill more as a decoy now than they're using him as an offensive weapon. And I don't understand that.
You know the offense I want to see.
I want to see exactly what they're doing now, because this is what's going to beat the Bills, the Ravens, the 49ers, the Eagles.
I hope so.
Again, I hope it does. I was a non-believer in bringing in Paul Maurice and Paul Ball. I hated it. I thought it was the most boring hockey. After having seen, you know, 7-goal games, I was not enjoying Paul Ball. Fast forward to the Stanley Cup parade. I got that one wrong.
Speaking of Paul Ball, you guys see this? The Florida Panthers and Paul Ball broke the Boston Bruins. They have fired head coach Jim Montgomery. So you had the Heat yesterday forcing Kyle Lowry after a donut to call a team meeting where Joel Embiid just got ripped by his entire teammate, by the entire locker room. And today, the Boston Bruins are firing head coach Jim Montgomery. They're fourth place in the Atlantic Division. They've lost three straight. They're 8-9-3 on the season. They have a negative 21-point differential this year.
Ooh,
Panthers, slight dogs in Winnipeg tonight. Winnipeg's minus 115. Panthers are minus 105. Bobrovsky in net for the Cats.
The Heat did win. Yeah. The Heat did win yesterday, by the way. They beat the Sixers. Big-time performance from Jimmy Butler back after missing four games. They're off until Sunday. You have NBA Cup tonight, NBA Cup Friday as well. Part of the reason why Miami isn't playing over the next couple days.
All right.
Other than that, the other big news is today the New York Jets fired their general manager, Joe Douglas. And Tata Martino, manager of Inter Miami, the Supporter Shield winners, he has stepped away from his job with Inter Miami. So they have a manager vacancy over in Fort Lauderdale.
That's as high profile a job that you can have in soccer when it comes to MLS, for sure. I mean, this is, unfortunately, it comes with going to work on Commercial Boulevard across from the Pollo Tropical. It's not exactly pulling up to Olympic Stadium.
Chase Bank, ain't it?
Field.
Chase Stadium. Don't worry, though, guys. I'm sure that stadium and Mel Reese will be ready in no time. Don't worry.
They started on it?
Yeah.
They did start on it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's the equivalent of you as an 8-year-old just digging holes in your front yard.
It was a place for me to meet the girls. We talk in the hole.
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com.
Hey, you want to come hang out in the hole? In my, you know, y'all ain't got no game.
Free consultation 24/7. 866-954-MORE.
You got to ask Randy next time you see him, Hawk, about the holes in the yard.
I can't even imagine what it must have been like to be your parents. Be like your parents, you growing up as rambunctious as you are. I cannot even imagine.
He walks in the backyard. Chan, Chan, Chan. And I poke my head out of a 5 foot deep hole. Daddy? What the hell is that?
I mean, I can't imagine just digging a hole for fun.
I used to set my alarm so I have the whole day to get out.
To wake up and dig a hole in the backyard.
Yep. Like a little, like a fort, almost like a fortress. You made forts when you were a kid.
I hired some of the neighbor kids, to make a fort for me.
Like, you know, like you make the forts with the covers in the in your bedroom, or you make a tree house. I made a hole. I made a hangout hole.
Fascinating. Just fascinating.
Crazy. This guy is Stanley Yelnats as a kid. Insane.
Who that is.
It's a good joke for like the three people that understand it. Your weather, okay. From the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Looks like it might rain a little bit right now. Tonight, the lows are in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Don't forget, official Panthers watch party Thursday night, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Speaking of the Panthers, you get Panthers hockey tonight on this very radio station. Doug Plagans come on the air 7:30 from Winnipeg, and the puck drops at 8 o'clock. You'll get Dan Day up until Plagans, maybe a little Panthers hockey tonight on the air. Yeah. I didn't even get to the main topic. We had the Tata Martino news today. I didn't even get to the main thing that I wanted to talk about this afternoon. Maybe we'll be able to do it tomorrow or Thursday. But Subway is coming out with a new footlong Oreo cookie. And this is fascinating to me because it almost looks like a homemade Oreo cookie, which they're going to make it, you know, in the bread pan. So it's going to have that bread residue, but it's going to be chocolatey. I don't know. I'm intrigued, but my head's telling me this ain't going to work.
In a word I've stole from you, a little cutesy. I saw that. That's just but what if 3 million people are intrigued? They just made their bread back.
I do think it's funny, though, that Subway for many years was looked upon as the healthy alternative to fast food. And now they're just like, F it. Footlong Oreos. Who wants?
It's the funniest thing. You want a burger? No, I'm going to go get a bigger loaf of bread with more crap on it. Right. Hey, come on.
And maybe a footlong Oreo. We'll get into it tomorrow or the next day or the day after
that. That's why I get my spinach wrap at Publix.
Tomorrow, Whiskey Stars and Cigars. We will be there live. Tabacon at Plantation Walk. So make sure you're listening tomorrow. Maybe you'll come out there and join us as well. Everybody knows my old friend Eric Nunez, the big boss in the 305. If he's involved with a car dealership, they are flat out winning because he sells for less and he pays his employees the most. And right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Kia models like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And with over 500 new Kias in their inventory, all you have to do is just pick the color you want. And they just broke ground on a new Subaru store in Doral, which will go nicely with his Volkswagen and Acura stores. If you know Eric Nunez, you know he's going to have every one of those dealerships at the number one spot before long. He manages the entire Miami market for the Lithia Automotive Group, the number one automotive retailer in the nation. So go see my good friend Eric Nunez and his amazing team in Doral, because when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. All right, we got to wrap it up here, turn it over to Dan Day, and then some Panthers hockey tonight. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Panthers. We will speak with you from Whiskey Stars and Cigars in Plantation mañana.
Never thought Josie would know jelly roll.
Shaboozy.